It's 7:05 at the Bay Area's news station, KCBS. Sunny and warm around the Bay today. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Hodges. Here's what's happening. We've been following a four-alarm fire that's been raging out of control this morning at Fisherman's Wharf. KCBS reporter Tim Ryan is there now. He joins us live with the latest. Tim?
Well, Jennifer, just as it looked like firefighters were getting a much better control of this fire, I see now just a tremendous amount of black smoke continuing to rise. This four-alarm fire to the rear of Pier 45 behind the Grotto and Alioto's restaurants broke out or was reported at 4:15 by a number of people calling 911 this morning. The wild flames scorching and slightly damaging the very first fire rig on scene. That was Aerial Truck 13. No firefighters or anyone else injured, says fire spokesman Jonathan Baxter. No reason for anyone to be inside this pier at that time of the morning.
First in Engine Company has described an actively involved warehouse at the rear of Pier 45. Meaning that one wall did collapse. That wall collapsed. It did not injure any firefighters or community members. We were able to reposition fire apparatus quickly to continue our fighting operations. The fireboat St. Francis, San Francisco Fireboat 3, was put in position to protect the historic Jeremiah O'Brien vessel. The St. Francis, per my operations chief, saved the Jeremiah O'Brien vessel.
So that certainly comes as really good news. Javier Ruiz drives for Ohana Seafoods of Modesto, and he was here early this morning to attempt to bring fresh fish back to the valley.
The shed that was leveled is houses some of the equipment for the seafood processing operations right there on Pier 45. So it had some vehicles for distribution, some larger, some smaller.
I'm also told that the eastern edge of Pier 45 also contained a lot of crab pots, and that may be what is putting up so much smoke right now, a lot of plastic involved in crab pots. The front of the pier is home to Musée Mécanique, which is the largest collection of mechanical instruments in the world, apparently. It's been around since 1933, and I just confirmed with spokesman Baxter that the museum is okay, possibly some smoke damage considering the intensity of this fire. Again, still uncontrolled, but in no fear of spreading, is a four-alarm fire here at Pier 45 at San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf. Reporting live in San Francisco, Tim Ryan, KCBS.
Tim, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
So I think when so many people hear Fisherman's Wharf, you know, they're thinking that the touristy parts and restaurants and retail and stuff like that. Anything along that line threatened? It appear that anything is spreading at all?
No, that really is the question I had as I raced to the scene is, my goodness, you know, don't let the Grotto restaurant or Boudin's or Alioto's go, you know, because these businesses are already in a world of hurt. The restaurants all closed down, the tourist attractions all closed down. But no, this is one of those long concrete piers that runs for hundreds of feet with a lot of partitions inside. And I think once this is all over and the fire rigs clear the scene, and I'll tell you, there are miles of fire hoses out right now, Jennifer. Once they do that and they board up the rear of this pier and put up fencing, you would be able to drive down Jefferson Street without even knowing that there was a fire here. And thank goodness that the St. Francis fireboat just, what, a mile away, I suppose, by water, was able to get here quickly and to protect the USS Jeremiah O'Brien, because that Liberty ship is just something that is close to the heart of San Franciscans. Jennifer?
Yeah, that's definitely good news. Tim, thanks so much for that. That's KCBS's Tim Ryan on the scene now of that four.